Holy Letters of the Rebbe. In volume 15, this is letter number 5756. Baruch Hashem, the 20th of Elul Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Chosid, Melech Temlech Shamayim, Michoel Yehuda Aryeh Leib, Sheyichye HaKohen. No last name, it's HaKohen Cohen. Probably his last name was Cohen. Shalom Avracha. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, he went to learn, the Rebbe is responding to his letter of Rosh Chodesh in the 14th of Elul. The Rebbe said, I enjoyed a lot, your letter that you started learning in Zharnuga. That the Rebbe says, this is absolutely clear that this conduct, traveling to Zharnuga, is appropriate. Very appropriate, both for the generally and also individually. The Rebbe says, and I pray that people will see you and others will do the same about accepting the yoke of Torah or Mitzvahs. He probably went to yeshiva over there. And that includes also accepting the yoke of the benefit of the educational institutions Al Taris HaKodesh, to go to the yeshiva, to go to Lubavitch Yeshiva, those are educational institutions that are based on holiness, on purity, and they are founded and they are continued to led by our holy Rebbes. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure you will succeed in Zharnuga Ulufum Tzayda Agro. Based on the pain is also the reward. Apparently they had a yeshiva over there, and the Rebbe wanted other people to learn from him the way he did. Maybe he came from one of the other yeshivas, which not the regular yeshiva, maybe from one of the schools that were teaching the Beit Sefer Lemelocha that we had before. Okay, in any event, the Rebbe is very happy. It's hold for him and also for the general. This is a benefit. The Rebbe says, but this person was actually married, because the Rebbe says you'll have success over there, and according to the pain is the reward, meaning it was difficult. It was a difficult move to go. And he actually went to teach there. He didn't go to learn there. He went to teach in Zharnuga. And that apparently required a sacrifice. So the Rebbe says, because of the pain is the reward. Based on the pain is the reward. And the Rebbe says, and it's in the way of Hashem's measure. Hashem gives measure for measure. But many times as such, give you a lot of Hasidish nachas together with your wife from all of your descendants, may they live. I mean, sometimes people didn't want to move away from a more central place where there was Yiddishkeit, there was Hasidus. And the Rebbe says that was good. And to teach there, and the Rebbe says, others should learn from you. In other words, to go out and do what needs to be done, to leave. And the Rebbe says he'll have blessings and with a lot of nachas. The Rebbe says, I didn't get yet any reports about the gathering of the Tamimim. But the Rebbe says it appears that also this time it was missing the proper preparation in a timely way. Things were done hodgepodge. The Rebbe encouraged them to go ahead and prepare themselves in a timely way. And it looks like because it was so short time, it appeared that not all the details have been sort of taken care of. Bavorin givorin, they weren't secured. They didn't secure all the details. And the main thing is, it didn't take the participants of all the Tmimim that are in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land, not all of them. So even though the Rebbe says it was a very timely, the time was very appropriate in the month of Elul, and it's the period was 60 years from the founding of the Yeshiva Toimchei Tmimim in Tofresh Nun Zayin till Tofshin Yud Zayin, 60 years. And our saying of our sages in Baba Basra 157b that the generations of Torah Shabbat Peh took 60 years. The two versions over there, the Gemara quotes, Rabashi said the first one, and then he gave the second version, and Rashbam explains over there that the Madura Basra, that means that he reviewed it a second time. He brings that Rav Chiya lived 60 years. And every year he would repeat his study during the 2 months of gathering, which was Nisan and Tishrei. And when he came to 30 years, he completed all of his studies, and so he did in the last 30 years. So the first version is the first 30 years. The second version is the second 30 years. And this is what the Rebbe is referencing over here, about 60 years of the also Shishim Heima Malachas is another idea. I skip Shishim Heima Malachas. So the Rebbe says the Madura Teresh Ba'Peh, the two versions of Madura Kama, Madura Basra, took 60 years. And the Rebbe says, likewise, even though it's not clear that how accurate all the details in the book called Shivchei HaBaal Shem Tov, the praise of the Baal Shem Tov, even though, as he writes, it's mostly based on the words and stories of the Alter Rebbe, so sure, the Rebbe says there is some sort of a basis for it, and especially something which is a basis for many stories just outside that. So what does the Rebbe says? That it's brought down in the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov, and you know, I'm just, you know, nothing skips the Rebbe's, you know, even a book, a storybook of the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov. He says, the Baal Shem Tov says that if the righteous Redeemer, Mashiach, is not going to come in the duration of 60 years, so then he is forced to come into this world. Basically, the Baal Shem Tov said that he'll have to come back to this world, I guess, if he doesn't, if Mashiach doesn't come in 60 years, then he will have to come back down in this world. And also it continues over there that he heard from others that said Befedish, that when 60 years will go by, not if, that when 60 years go by, he'll come down again in the world. And the Rebbe says, Chassidim relate what the Mittler Rebbe said about this. You know what the Mittler Rebbe said about this? I mean, it wasn't fully 60 years. I don't know, I'd have to take a look what the Tzemach Tzedek in the Shivchei HaBaal Shem Tov, but I'm assuming that he associated this with the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, who was born on Chai Elul. It's not quite 60 years, but, you know, almost, you know, but it's... the Rebbe says, I didn't hear it from my father-in-law, and the Rebbe doesn't want to quote anything, or I didn't even hear it for somebody who was absolutely trustworthy. I'm not going to quote it here. The Rebbe says, maybe you know about it even in more details. So, the Rebbe says, I am looking forward for a detailed report from the Kinnus, and also, for sure, you're right, that they made a Fabreng in a Chai Elul, and they'll also Fabreng on Shabbos Mevorchim, which is not a regular Mevorchim. We don't do the blessing, but the Eibishter does the blessing, the month of Tishrei, and all of year. So, the Rebbe wants to know about the Kinnus, and also about the Fabrengen of Chai Elul and Shabbos Mevorchim. And mainly the Rebbe says, as I've written to many of the Hasidim, about preparing a detailed plan to utilize the month of Tishrei that's coming upon us, and the days that precede Tishrei and that follow it, to the extent possible, in the framework of Tzidah Agudas Chabad, and in the framework of Hasidim in general. And the Yiratzid Rebbe prays, this should be good news, real true good, as our sages of blessed memory say in Kedushim and Aleph, should be good for Shamayim, and good for people, that's real good. And also to point out, that was explained in the Maimer Kol Hamarachim Alabriyas in Kuntri Samachalef, for the new year that is coming upon us, for Yidden, all Yidden, for good and blessing, I express my blessing to you and all of yours. A blessing, Achsiv Achsim Atoiva, Shona Toiva Mesukah, Begashmiz, Beruchnis, with blessing for good news and all of the above. So basically, the Rebbe is happy that he moved and he's going to teach there. The Rebbe wants to know details. The Rebbe brings in some interesting idea that is 60 years, about the idea of 60 since Temchut Mimma was established. The Rebbe wants them to make a plan, because the Rebbe says apparently they didn't plan well, they didn't get everybody together, but the Rebbe makes a proper plan for the coming holidays beforehand and afterwards, and the Rebbe blesses him and for good news.